Hello, and welcome to September's episode of Lulu's List. I'm Seuss, also known as Lulu Lawrence, and this podcast is where I talk about all of the fics I've read this past month and what specifically I enjoyed about them. You can find me on Tumblr and AO3 as Lulu Lawrence, on Twitter as LuluLawrence1D, and on Ko-fi at www.ko-fi.com/LuluLawrence. This month I was able to read 9 fics, and a couple of them were pretty lengthy, so I'm actually quite proud of myself. Really though, some of my favorite fics that I've read this year were read this month, so I am really excited to talk to you about all of them. Let's go ahead and get started so I can rave about them as much as possible. The first fic that I read this month was called Know a Trick or Two by Sada Veneeran on both Tumblr and AO3. The fic is about 44,000 words, it's rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, the night before Louis is scheduled for a port key to begin training with the Vrasta Vultures in Bulgaria, he heads into Muggle London for one last night of fun. A few months later, he finds out he's having a child. 11 years ago, Harry had a one-night stand, and now there's a strange man on his doorstep telling him his daughter is something called a wizard, and she's got a place at the British Wizarding School, Hogwarts. AKA the one where Muggle Harry and Wizard Louis have a one-night stand and get more than they bargained out of it. So this fic was part of the Big Bang Fest this year. It's obviously a Harry Potter AU and involves M. Preg. It's single mom Louis and Harry, and Louis is a very famous Quidditch player, whereas Harry's just kind of your, you know, regular run-of-the-mill baker Muggle. And so they have this one night stand. There's Louis, like, uses a memory spell on Harry. And so Harry doesn't really remember it. And it's just so interesting the way that this fic is set up. And it's so good the way that it's structured, because at least for me, it made it so that everything was that much more intriguing. And I just kept reading because I wanted more and more information about everybody. It kind of starts out with, like, it's Louis's point of view, basically, at the very beginning. And it's just a quick insight into that one night stand. And it's so funny because, like, Louis is so drunk, and you just sit there and you just kind of laugh because you're like, oh my gosh, they're such idiots. And then it comes to the present. And it's so fun because you get not only Harry and Louis's point of views, but you also get their daughter's points of view. And it's just so good. It's so much fun because these girls, they're original characters, obviously, like Noelle / Noel. And, I can't remember her name. I can't remember the other girl's name. I'm so sorry. The other girl. They're so interesting, and they don't exist, but, like, they do, and they're so real. They feel like real people in this fic. But it's also really fun because so many of the people that they interact with are like, Liam is a professor at Hogwarts, and then he's married to Zane. Liam is Muggleborn. Zane and Niall are like, they are pure bloods and they are old families, and so they have all of the money and the prestige that goes along with that. And Niall's whole relationship and family and everything is so much fun. And he's also a professional Quidditch player with Louis. And so, like, all of their kids are all friends and troublemakers and everything else together. And it's just so fun to see, like, all the ways that these kids are, like, so similar to their parents and making trouble, and the way that the parents are all coming together, and, like, they are so close and they're so funny the way that they interact. And Harry is trying so hard to adjust to the wizarding world, and it's so cute and it's so funny and it's so sweet. And there's so many, like, you keep sitting there and you just want Harry and Louis to meet, because it takes forever for them to meet, and they, like, this tension. And it's so funny because everybody's always talking about Louis, and Harry's like, yeah, right, as if he exists and everything else. And they, like, oh gosh, it's so complicated to explain without giving you spoilers. So I'll just leave it and say it's a super interesting fic, and it's so unique in the way that it's styled and structured, and the way, because of that, the narrative is just so interesting to read and so much fun, and you just constantly want more. And there's not a boring moment in this fic. It's just so interesting and so much fun, and I feel like I'm using the same descriptors. I'm so sorry, but it's just a really great fic and a lot of fun and so ridiculous, and it's just, it's everything that's so great about Harry Potter AUs, but with so much creativity and structured differences that I've never seen before. So it was a really entertaining fic. The next fic that I read was called Winds Blowing Westerly by Lady AJ-13 on Tumblr and Lady AJ_13 on AO3. This fic is it's about 650 words long. Yes, I didn't mistake that. 650 total. It's rated G, and the pairing is Niall and Louis. The summary reads, Louis wakes up slowly. He's not in his bed, but there's nothing strange about that. So this fic is canon compliant. It's kind of like the night after kind of a fic, and it takes place like post hiatus, like the band isn't happening right now. And this fic is so short and soft and hazy. Like, you're basically waking up with Louis, and you feel like the way that it's written, you can feel him kind of waking up, and his thoughts are kind of slow at first, and then they start coming faster and faster. And like the way that it all comes together with Niall at the very end, and kind of the emotions through the whole thing as he's trying to process it all and figure out like what he thinks and what he doesn't care about, you know, and all this other stuff. Like, it's just, it's so good and it's so perfect, and it reads so beautifully, and it really feels like how you could imagine it feeling if that were to happen to you. It's just, it's so good. And it's so few words. And I don't understand how she managed it. It was wonderful. It was incredible. So it's a very short, soft, newy fic. And it really captures that feeling of, newness and excitement when something has the potential of just starting. So I highly recommend it. The next fic I read was called I Love the Very Blood of You by Chloe HL10 on Tumblr and Love Larry 10 on AO3. This fic is about 129,000 words long. It is rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, I don't like him, Harry muttered, fiddling with the string at the waistband of his jogging bottoms that had definitely seen better days. I love him, Zane. I'm in love with Louis. With a vampire. He looked up just in time to see a small smile on Anne's face, and she reached out with a hopeful look. Harry couldn't resist and put his large hand in hers, letting her squeeze him for a moment. I could tell there was love between you, she confessed softly, a light blush on her cheeks. When I met you, I knew you were smitten with each other. I wouldn't pretend it doesn't make me nervous, but I can't tell you who you can and can't love, sweetheart. A vampire, a human, a broken arrangement, a love long since forbidden, hunted by hate, destined. So this fic is obviously very long, and it's longer than what I usually will read, but it is a Big Bang fic, and that's why I read it. I'm trying to read all of the Big Bang fics that I possibly can. And so it's clearly a vampire AU. Louis is a vampire. Harry is a human. His mom is sick in this fic. So if you are triggered by, you don't really see her treatment, but you definitely hear about it, and you see from Harry's point of view the changes in her as she's going through everything for cancer. So if that's something that does trigger and bother you, then please keep yourself safe and possibly don't read this fic. Or if you really still want to, then maybe talk to somebody who can help you figure out where you need to skip and, you know, fill you in on what you might have missed during that time, because this fic truly is incredible, and that is an important part, but you still can get so much out of it even if you're having to skip those bits. So the whole thing kind of starts out revolving, well, I mean, it's a it's a plot point through the entire fic, really. But the way that vampires have kind of been accepted into society to an extent by this point. And the way that they kind of survive is through blood donation services. And so, like, vampires go and they make payments, and they're connected, like, through these, like, donation centers with humans who are willing to go and sell their blood for whatever reason it may be. And they're connected with a vampire who will hopefully be a good match, and then they're kind of donation partners, I guess, for as long as the human can, you know, last, basically, for however long their contract is for, and then they can choose whether to renew the contract or not. So in this fic, Anne was she was doing donations because she and Harry are very poor off. They do not have much money. They are very much struggling just to, like, make ends meet every month. And so in order to help make ends meet, she's been donating blood to vampires and to bring money home and be able to kind of be able to make rent. And when she gets sick, she can no longer donate, and so Harry ends up filling in for her, and that's how he meets Louis. And it's so interesting because Harry hates vampires. He hates the fact that they have to feed off of humans. He doesn't go in there wanting anything to do with this. And as time goes on, like, obviously, he and Louis forge a bond. But, like, it's interesting because Louis doesn't want to get to know him either. Like, he doesn't want to get to know the humans that he's feeding from because it's a business arrangement to him. He doesn't want it to be anything more. He doesn't want to be a vampire. It's just, they're such complex characters, and that's part of what makes this so beautiful. Like, they have their own motivations, they have their own histories, their own reasons for being the way that they are, and they come together, and that doesn't automatically change just because they meet each other. Like, it is a slow revolution, and you can see that evolution in their relationship, as well as... Okay, sorry, my phone cut off and I wasn't able to trim the end perfectly for you. So you can see that evolution in their relationship, as well as them as people, as they kind of grow to understand and know each other more. And the way that it changes them also changes those around them, but it's so slow as a process. And eventually it does get to the point where they do develop, like, a romantic relationship, and it's all about them trying to figure it out for themselves, and then, like, trying to explain to their, well, at least Harry's friends and family, because Harry's best friend is Zane, and Zane is not fond of vampires. And then there's Louis with his, he doesn't really have friends, but, like, Hot Luke is as close to a friend as he can be. And it's just, it's so interesting. Just everybody, even who surrounds them, are also complex as well. It's not like they're just side bit characters who are just filling in to play a role. Like, they all feel like their own people too. And so they kind of go through all these various ups and downs as they're trying to navigate their relationship. But there's also this side of vampire hunters and of like these rogue vampires, and Harry and Louis are trying to figure out for themselves, like, what they want out of a relationship and what they're comfortable with. And it's all so interesting. And then that's not all. Like, there's more. It's just one of those things where, like, this fic is 129,000 words long, but it's that long for a reason. It's like an epic story. There's so much that is all crammed into there that you finish it and you're like, how in the world was that much in a story of this length? Because, like, it's a long fic, but it doesn't, like, it puts so much in there. It feels like it's three long fics. It's just so fascinating, and it's so interesting, and it's so good. Yeah, I don't even know what more to say, really. It's just, it was one of those fics that really blew me away, and I couldn't put it down. I read it in just a matter of a couple of days, which for me is a lot. Like, that's really fast for a fic this long. And it was just, it was amazing. It was so good. It was an incredible read. The next story that I read was another fic by Lady AJ. It's called Rising to the Occasion. And it's about 4,000 words. It is rated G, and there's not really a romantic relationship in this. It's more of an OT4 friendship fic. It is canon compliant. It's post hiatus, and it's basically a celebrity bake-off fic but I'll read the summary. The camera pans across lush parkland to highlight a white tent, crisp and blinding in the spring sunshine. Four people cross the green lawn, elbows knocking until one is shoved to the side. The camera shot changes, zooming in on the same four figures lined up in cream aprons. "We're One Direction," they say with cheesy grins and almost in unison, and this is the Great British Stand Up to Cancer Bake Off. This fic is everything that you could imagine an OT4 Bake Off fic to be when it's canon compliant. It's so much fun because, like, you have the characters that you all know and love from Bake Off, and you have the competition set up as it usually is for the Celebrity Bake Off episodes, and it's just so funny because everything is such a disaster, but it's so sweet and it's so fun, and it really does feel realistic to how it could happen and how it does happen on the show. And it's just so, it's so great, and it's so the technical is so funny. Oh my gosh, I'm like it's so great. Like, I don't even know what more to say. It's just, it combines two of my absolute favorite things of Bake Off and One Direction, and it does it absolutely perfectly. This fic is just wonderful and an amazing example of what an OT4 friendship fic could be. Like, I know that there are a lot of them out there, but I feel like they just don't get their full recognition and their full due for what they are. Like, I love friendship fics and this idea of found family and seeing how all of these different individuals can come together and just be so great together. And so seeing it as a canon compliant, you know, post-band fic, it's one of those things where, like, oh, I wish this would really happen. And also, in her end notes, it's really funny because she's just like, I almost had it go this way. And, like, she goes in, like, detail as to what she could have done with it. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I want that fic too. But, like, it's so funny. And she explains why it doesn't. But anyway, just, as you can tell, I'm very excited about this fic. It was a wonderful 4,000 words and exactly the pick-me-up that you could need on a rough day. So definitely tuck that in your back pockets for when you might need it. The next fic that I read is called Hold You Now by Solve Them In Our Dreams on both Tumblr and AO3. It's about 131,000 words. It is rated mature and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, the string within Harry's own sweatpants is now dangling outside of his pocket, stretched so far out that the seams of his pants have tightened. His eyes remain hyper-focused on Louis, how oblivious he is, scrolling through his phone without a care in the world while Harry feels his tilt on his axis. 3 years ago, Harry Styles said goodbye to communications consultancy firm McQuiston Worldwide, leaving a life of travel and agency PR behind. When he accompanies his best friend to a family wedding across the Atlantic, he'll be forced to reopen old wounds and face his past, one that no one wants to hash out, but may just have to. Okay, so this was once again a Big Bang fic. It has American Harry and British Louis. They're kind of ex-friends with benefits, but only because they were both just lying to themselves. They were essentially in a relationship, and they just didn't want to say that, and they were doing the best that they could to, like, make it so that they weren't in a relationship by... Anyway, it's just... It's so complex. But it's so interesting because this fic... Oh, man. There's so much angst. There's so much angst in it, and it's so wonderfully delicious, this angst. This fic is also told with flashbacks, but it's really interesting because the way that the flashbacks are kind of interspersed through what is actually happening in the present is so interesting because things are just kind of like, it's high-key stress, basically, from the moment that Harry and Niall land and get to the hotel that is nearby where Niall's cousin is getting married and, like, where the wedding party is going to be, and it's like high stress from there on out, and it just keeps getting worse because more and more keeps coming together, and Harry's trying so hard to be the better person and to, you know, get past everything, and it's just not, like, it's not going well. But Niall is, like, the perfect, most understanding friend that he possibly could be, and he's also there, like, he's obviously supportive and loving of his cousin, but, like, he knows and he understands that Harry needs him. Harry never did, like, divulge everything or the whole story, but, like, over the years that they had been friends, they, like, Niall had picked up on things, and, oh, it's just so beautiful the way this story unfolds. So you're getting that present day kind of complete and total stress, and Harry, you know, just being a workaholic a bit and not ever giving himself time off, and Niall basically forcing it upon him. And meanwhile, you also get these flashbacks, these really short views on Harry and Louis getting, you know, just really quick moments together in the past while they were both working at McQuiston. And oh, it's just, it's so beautifully crafted, this fic. This fic is amazing. And I felt like the way that people reacted, like all of the characters in it, the way that all of them reacted were so human and so real. And the emotions and the motivations that each of the different characters had, and based on their personalities, like, it didn't have them all reacting in one way, and it wasn't all over the top and ridiculous. It really felt like, you know, Louis was doing the best that he could to try to be who he felt he was supposed to be, and trying to just, you learn his motivations, and you learn why he had done everything that he had done, and why he had reacted the way that he did, and why it went on so long, and everything else, and at the end. And at least for me, his motivations were incredibly close to what I feel like sometimes my motivations are. And so everything that he had done throughout the entire fic, that I was sitting there like, why? I just need to know why is this happening? Why is he doing this? Why is he reacting this way? And then I found out, and I was just like, oh shit. Like, it's just, okay, that makes sense. And holy cow. Yeah. And then Harry the whole time, like, oh gosh, it's just so good. It's so wonderful. And meanwhile, there's side Zyle going on this whole time, and there's absolutely clueless Liam. So clueless this entire time. And it's so funny, and it's so cute, and it's so angsty, but it's angst with a happy ending. There is a happy ending. That's something that I really truly appreciated about the ending, though. It wasn't just like a magical fix. It wasn't like somebody was completely immature. You know, like, they acted their age. They acted like the adults that they are. And they reacted in ways that made sense to me. But also, they did the hard thing that needed to be done. And maybe it took them longer than somebody else wanted. And maybe they should have done it earlier. And maybe it shouldn't have come to this in the first place. But, like, once it got to the point where they couldn't ignore it any further, they didn't ignore it. And they did do the things that needed to be done. And I just so appreciated that. It really felt to me like they were doing the best that they could to truly fix the situation and not just patch it over with a band-aid. Like, they were really trying to go to the core of it all and really try to address what it was that had caused it, so that they could make sure not to have it happen again. And I just so loved it. And meanwhile, like, not only was that happening in the present, but you're kind of seeing in the past, you get like that little, like the really beautiful feeling of something maybe just starting, and the hope that it could become more, and like just the joy of being with somebody that you really truly click with and that really understands you. And then you get that horrible crushing sadness when it doesn't happen and it all falls apart, and you're like, oh, what could have been? And it's just like, oh my gosh. And then on top of that, like, the angst just hits harder in the present day because of everything that you are slowly witnessing happening in their past. It's just, oh, it's another one of those fics that is very long, and it took me almost no time to read it, and it was just an amazing, amazing read, and I loved it. If you want fics that you can just get lost in and enjoy the world that is given to you and created, and really appreciate how in depth the characters and the storyline is, then this, along with I Love the Very Blood of You, those are two really great fics for kind of losing yourself in. The next fic is called So Much Love Hidden Beneath the Skin by Falling Like This on both Tumblr and AO3. It's about 10,000 words. It's rated teen, and the pairing is Niall and Harry. The summary reads, Niall and Harry were best friends when they were younger until Niall made a decision that tore them apart. Now, they're two completely different people who just so happen to need each other. Harry needs a roommate, and Niall needs to get out of a hostile living situation. It's the perfect opportunity to try rebuilding their friendship. And maybe, while he's at it, Niall can stop denying the part of himself he's been hiding all these years. So, this was written for the Heartbreak Weather Fic Fest, and it's... So, therefore, it's a song fic. It's based on Put a Little Love on Me. They are kind of ex-best friends to lovers. Niall is closeted. He has had to deal with, like, homophobic and abusive family. It's referenced, but you don't see it. So, you know that it was there, and you get Niall kind of explaining and describing and thinking about it in his head, but you don't get details, if that helps you kind of like know whether this is a fic that you could handle or not. That also plays a part in like Niall's motivations and why he does what he does, but it's not a really large part of the present fic, if that makes sense. It's really focused on hurt comfort and kind of healing and repairing of relationships, and it's so interesting to just watch them trying to kind of rebuild what they once had, but also being careful to not like allow themselves to get into a place where they could get hurt again. And just, oh, it's so beautiful, and yet it's so painful, and like just that genuine love and care between them, and just watching them kind of recreate what they once had is just really, oh, it was like a balm to the soul. It was a really wonderful fic, and I really loved the way that the emotions were kind of described and how you could almost feel what Niall is feeling and that relief. But also, this fic, it was so fascinating because it's kind of written in a third person omniscient point of view, which is something that I have a hard time with usually, because it's hard for me to read something and have it be like a natural part of the fic and have it not feel like it's contrived or it's just bouncing back and forth between people. It's done so perfectly. It's a slow transition, and it feels natural when you're going back and forth between them and you're getting these glimpses into what both of them are thinking at that very present time while you're watching it all play out. And it makes it so that you like really feel for both of them, and you really wish that they could just open up and be on the same page. And they're trying, they're doing the best that they can, and eventually they do get there. But oh, it just, it adds such an interesting level to the fic too. And it's all written in like 10,000 words. It's incredible. Tabby's amazing. So yeah, if you're good with reading Neri, I definitely recommend this fic. It was a really great read, and it was such an interesting exploration into that former friends to lovers kind of a dynamic. The next fic that I read was called Compass to My Soul by London Fog in a Cup on Tumblr and Lady Londonderry on AO3. This fic is about 31,000 words long. It is rated teen, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Harry Styles, Alpha, is one-fourth of the perfect pack and one-fifth of world-famous boy band One Direction. He spends his time touring the world with his best friends and family. Louis Tomlinson, Omega, is one-fifth of world-famous boy band One Direction. He spends his time hoping his bandmates don't notice him. Okay, you guys. Okay, so this is obviously an ABO fic. It was written for Big Bang this past year. The dynamics for everybody are Alpha Harry, Alpha Liam, Beta Zane, Omega Niall, and Omega Louis. It's pretty much canon compliant, so I guess you would call it like canon divergent, because like it doesn't obviously hold completely true to canon, but like it basically does. And oh gosh, this fic is just so wonderful. It is my dream ABO fic, you guys, okay? I first discovered ABO fics in 2014, and I had no clue what ABO was. I had to go searching and figure out what in the world it meant and what these dynamics meant and what, you know, like, what does it mean? And I was just fascinated by the possibilities that the world building had and the kind of social, you know, structure and what that could, you know, how that could play a role in the dynamics of everybody as well as the storylines. But at that point, like, there weren't really all that many APO fics in the fandom because it was kind of taboo. You were really brave, honestly, if you were writing an APO fic in that time and putting your name to it. And it was just, yeah, it was so interesting. But there was definitely like a vibe that was had in a lot of these kind of more canon compliant ABO fics, and a lot of them tended to be pack fics, and some of my absolute favorites were ones that were never finished and they were abandoned, and I still have them in my bookmarks and I still sit there and just look at them longingly, hoping that maybe one day that writer will come back and give us the last bits of those fics so that I can have, you know, a bit of closure in my life. Emu wrote the dream fic that has that vibe. It is amazing. It is so good. It has the perfect delicious amount of angst, and like there is hurt comfort, but it's just like a lot of hurt. It's a lot of hurt, and it takes a lot at the end to kind of have that all remedied, and just like the joy you feel when that comes through finally after all of the struggle and everything that's been through, and everybody kind of recognizing the miscommunications and where it all went wrong, and that it was, you know, like whose fault it all really was. And oh, it's fantastic. So it kind of really focuses on like touch deprivation, because Louis is not part of the pack and he's an Omega. He needs that from somewhere. And so it shows him just kind of like trying to kind of patch what he can get together, like, you know, cuddles with some of the kids that are on tour with them, and you know, taking the kind of the energy that he can get from being on stage, even just like small brushes with people backstage, people who had to touch him to do hair and makeup. Like, he's just kind of gathering everything that he possibly can from all of them and doing the best that he can to kind of like secretly nest with the boys' stuff when he possibly can sneak some away, which I love. Oh my goodness, I love that. I love it when he's trying to like scent himself with like the pack scents without them knowing. And he's basically like surviving off of stims. And of course, something happens and he suddenly doesn't have stims anymore and has to come off of them, and he like drops, and some of them are good drops, some of them are bad drops, and the way that it's described is so interesting, and the way that he comes out of it and how he's handling it all and who knows what and who doesn't know, and the way that like the Harry dynamic is brought into it, and the way like the relationships with all the band's members, and oh gosh, it's just, it's so much pain and it's so fascinating. And Zane constantly playing Snake on his phone is just the funniest little detail. Like, it's just so funny. And oh gosh, it's just so good. It's so good, you guys. So if you want like a really classic feeling ABO fic that is done in a completely spectacular way, this is the one to read. It is just, oh, it's chef's kiss. It's just so good. Okay. You know what's funny? Because this next fic is also by Lady AJ13, and I didn't even realize I had already read two of her fics this month. Like, I literally, it felt like it had been so long since I had read one of hers, and so I was like treating myself. And then when I was adding it to the list, I was like, oh, I have read two of her fics this month. Those were this month. This month just felt really long, I guess. So anyway, the third fic by her this month is called The Next Bit with Spanners to My Plan. It's about 6,000 words long. It is rated teen, and the pairing is Nick and Louis. The summary reads, the first time was an accident. The second time was an accident too. Or, Louis and Nick end up shagging on the sly, everyone sends far too many emojis and far too few words, and eventually they're going to have to sort themselves out. Okay, this was the funniest concept to me. Accidental sex? Like, how is it accidental? What? How is it accidental more than once? But it makes sense when you're reading the fic. So it's basically canon compliant. It's post hiatus. And so like Louis and Grimmy, they don't exactly get along, but they run in similar circles. And so they like run into each other at different parties and, you know, meetings and social hobnobbing events. And it's just so interesting because it feels like you can hear them speaking as you're reading their words and kind of the banter when they do talk. And then their text conversations are hysterical to read about. Like, you're just sitting there and you're just like, oh my gosh, like, you're literally just it's only emojis and it's always the same ones. Are you serious right now? And then Louis tries mixing it up with like a sheep and it goes so wrong. And it's so funny. It's a wonderful Tomlin Shaw fic, and it is the perfect example of why I love the Tomlin Shaw dynamic and why I really enjoy reading Tomlin Shaw in a kind of canon compliant world. It just is a lot of fun to kind of see how they would navigate everything together with both of them being known and with their friends kind of being known and having these public, you know, personality, these public images that they have to uphold and still having a complex relationship with each other as well. And it's just, oh, it's so good. It's so much fun. I absolutely adored it. It's fantastic. Okay, and I believe this is, yes, the last fic that I read this month is called Eucalyptus, and it was by Herschel Sue on Tumblr and Docklands on AO3. This fic is about 46,000 words long. It is rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Harry didn't mean to get pregnant at all. When little Agnes comes along, his bachelor life takes a turn, and he has to figure out how to single parent, with the occasional help from his best friend and co-worker, Zane. Everything is running smoothly until Agnes starts acting strange, crying nonstop, sleeping at the most unconventional hours, and not caring that she's ruining Harry's life. Her doctor says she's just an infant and that there's nothing wrong with her, but Harry's instincts tell him the doctor's wrong and that he needs to seek a second opinion. Agnes's new pediatrician, Louis Tomlinson, is enthusiastic, passionate about his job, and a little too charming for Harry's lonely heart to take. More than figuring out what's wrong with her, Louis ends up revealing secrets about Harry's life he had never even dreamed about. So, this fic was written for the 1DABO Fic Fest this past spring/summer. And so it's obviously ABO Dynamics. It's Omega and single mom Harry. He is a florist. And then it's Alpha and pediatrician Louis. It involves shifters and they're all wolves, which isn't a huge part to the fic, but it is something that's there, and it's really interesting the way that that kind of plays a role and the way that it's kind of built into things. I just found it absolutely fascinating. So Harry gets pregnant off a one-night stand that he remembers bits and pieces of, but not really a lot of it. And it happened while he was down in, oh gosh, where was it? Buenos Aires, I think. Yeah, it's wonderful. The plot is so interesting and unique and cool, and it really kept me on my toes, because every time that I thought I had something figured out, like, a twist was put in, and so, like, I never really knew where it was going next, and I never really knew how it was all going to play out, and it made it so that it was a lot of fun, and I just had to keep going, because I was just like, wait, what? And then I'd be like, oh, okay, and I'd find my footing again, and then something would change, and I was just like, oh my word, this is fascinating and insane. And yeah, it was just really, really good. And the way that it all works out is really fun too, like the way it all finally comes together in the end, and how it's not quite so cut and dry like it is, but it's not at the same time. It's complex, it's complicated, it's fascinating. And eventually there is some smut, and it's really good. It's really fun. It's nice and kinky. It highlights on the lactation and breeding kinks. So enjoy that too, if that's your thing. But yeah, it was just a really great fic, and it was a lot of fun to kind of delve into a world where, like, I never really knew what was coming next. So I definitely recommend that as well. And there you have it. Those are the fics that I was able to read this month, and they were just absolutely amazing. So I hope that if you have not read them yet, that you will give them a chance and you will enjoy something new that you wouldn't have otherwise. I think that's it for me this month. I did not post any fics, but there will be at least a few probably coming along next month. So you'll have to listen to me blather on about what I'm writing or what I have written at that point. All right. Well, happy September. Happy Larryversary, or whatever it is that exactly is so important about this day that we don't fully understand. But I hope you have a good one, and I will see you in October.